In Boston and surrounding communities, things are getting back to normal after a frightening week. NPR's David Shaper found the mood of the city reflected by the people at yesterday's Red Sox game at Boston's iconic Fenway Park.
The police and security presence here at Fenway Park is certainly greater than it usually is. But these Bostonians don't seem to mind at all, because nothing says things are getting back to normal more than Red Sox baseball and...
How many guys sausage, chicken, steak, hot dog?
Ballpark food.
How many guys hot Italian, sweet Italian, chicken, steak, hot dogs, guys? Step right up!
Paul Letsky lives in South Boston and is taking a bite of one of those sausages before the game.
Well, no, it's business as usual. We're back at it. You know, a little bump in the road, and we pick up and we go forward, you know.
And that's a good thing.
Right? Yeah, it's a great thing, yeah. We're here at Fenway eating a sausage dog. It doesn't get any better than that.
Program, step right up. Program, scorecard for today's game, $1.
The mood around Fenway was more than just cheerful. People genuinely seemed to be enjoying each other's company, even the company of strangers. And Christine Hayward and Jody Saunders say their attendance also sends a message.
You know, you got to live. You got to come out, have fun. You can't let people like that scare you. You got to live day to day and just get out there and not show any fear.
And that's what a terrorist wants to do. It wants to close cities. It wants to put fear in the hearts of people, and that's what they tried to do. And as you can see, Boston is full of life.
And full of defiance in the form of people such as Bill Allaire.
If the feds didn't catch him, we would have come down and caught him so we could catch the game.
That's right.
Boston's a tough town.
Ryan DiStefano says he bought tickets to this game specifically because he wanted to be a part of his city coming together.
Couldn't speak for the city, but I feel relieved, and I think the city is very strong and very proud, and they're going to move past it. And I don't think, as I look at people walking up Lansdowne here, I don't see much anxiety. Everybody's psyched about the Sox game and wanting to get back to Boston proud.
It seems everyone here at Fenway agrees with that sentiment. And they're certainly wearing their Red Sox shirts, jerseys, hats, and jackets with a great deal more Boston pride. David Shaper, NPR News, outside of Fenway Park in Boston.
By the way, we should point out the Red Sox won that game against the Royals 4-3. We'll have more on the legal and political disputes surrounding the investigation into the bombings, along with live reports from Boston as the city starts its work week tomorrow on Morning Edition. You're listening to NPR News.